It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show does get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City. And we've had another busy day because every day is a busy day in the world of sports. Most of them are very busy. But today was busy. How about this? Russell Wilson introduced as the newest member of the New York Giants. We heard from Russell Wilson. Looked like they stuck him in a basement and put him on a Zoom call, but we heard from Russell Wilson. He didn't say anything all that important. He's like, yeah, I expect to be the starting quarterback, and yeah, I'm going to go to the New York Knicks game tonight. Whatever. We expected that. LeBron James. Great interview that was played earlier today. LeBron James sitting down with Pat McAfee for an extensive conversation I can never remember hearing from this man. We'll hear from LeBron as he talked about his relationship with Jordan and Stephen A. Smith, his son. We got a lot to get into there. This is pretty awesome. In about 20 minutes, speaking of legends and basketball legends, we're going to have a chat with one of the greatest female basketball players of all time. Lisa Leslie will be here with us in about 20 minutes. I'm going to ask her about the women's tournament, the men's tournament. I'm going to ask her about Juju Watkins and Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark and like, Lisa's a busy woman. She does it all. Very successfully, I might add. I'm going to ask her how the hell she does it, okay? Lisa Leslie will be here in a matter of minutes. And, of course, it's Wednesday. I'll be sharing with you a top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. Today, since everybody's caught up in the college spirit, I'm going to give you a top six list of the greatest college coaches of all time. I don't care which sport it is. I really don't. So we got a lot to get into. I told you about the Steelers and Rodgers. Cam Hayward has some different words. We'll hear from some of the other coaches, male coaches, on the college basketball side. So we have a lot to do as this show continues on. You want to call up? You can do that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. For ISN. You can find me online. I exist at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody on the Free Odyssey app, people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, you got that thing that listens, that computer that listens to you, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Told you about Russell Wilson. Sad press conference he had earlier today. It was nothing but a glorified Zoom call. Good for him. New York Giants don't want to be embarrassed in the long run bringing him on. He doesn't want to embarrass himself having a big press conference, and then he gets fired and cut in a couple of weeks, a month. So they just threw him out there. Russell Wilson is media trained. He's not a dummy. He knows how this goes. But you want to talk about media trained? Someone who knows how it goes? This man has lived it. Almost his entire life. I mean, from when he was a high school kid, he's lived in front of the media. This guy's name is LeBron James. I still can't believe people give this dude a rough time, given how his life has gone. Oh, he's a diva. Okay, sure, if you want to call him a diva, fine. I get it in certain aspects. Oh, he's selfish and this and that. And you people got to find something to pick LeBron James apart at. The guy has been famous since he was a teenager. There have been zero scandals, zero issues, and he has tried his best. And he hasn't just tried. He's helped people out. Like, let's find something to hate. Oh, he's selfish. I can't stand him. Okay, fine. I mean, damn, just give him a break. Got all these Tiger Woods out here crashing into trees, hanging out with blondes. I don't know what LeBron does on his off time, but he's been squeaky clean. I mean, people really, really, really want to dig. Hickey, I got evidence of Tiger Woods hanging out with the blondes. Evidence.
Evidence from Tiger himself?
There you go. He admitted it. This guy sat on a press. Could you imagine being at this a stage in life where you have to sit next to your mom about all the blondes that you slept with? What a life. He did that. The guy had to do that. Like, what a... And now he's introducing the world to another blonde? Tiger Woods is not a normal guy. Okay, I feel bad for him. Anyway, enough about Tiger Woods. I can go off on that guy for a long time. Hickey, I'm going to watch that press conference to entertain myself in the break. I still can't believe that happened, but it did. Anyway, LeBron James sat down with Pat McAfee. And LeBron James is, he doesn't, I mean, who sits down and does these long, exclusive interviews anymore, huh? Everybody's on podcasts. I hate to sound like an old guy, because I'm not an old guy. At least I don't think I am. I know I'm not. Oprah. You had to sit down with Oprah. You used to sit down with Charlie Rose. You used to sit down with Barbara Walters. You had to sit down with 60 Minutes. If you sat down on one of these shows, man, they were digging. These were real interviews. Not idiots picking their noses while they sit down and do podcasts. And so earlier today, we saw LeBron James out of his element a little bit. This wasn't the shop. This was not produced. This wasn't something in the locker room. This wasn't, you know, sitting with one of his boys. This wasn't a podcast with J.J. Redick. By the way, he's relaunching that coach's podcast with Steve Nash. It should be fun. LeBron James sat down with Pat McAfee. And I got to give Pat McAfee credit. I don't sit down and watch his show. I see bits and pieces of it when it goes viral. But today, I tuned in late, but while I was working, I wanted to hear this with LeBron James. And I give Pat McAfee credit. I can't stand listening to Aaron Rodgers outside of the clips that are necessary for the show. But to hear LeBron James, who doesn't do a lot of talking in this type of way. Hickey, do you remember the last time he's done like a real interview?
Like not on his own podcast? No. Like in this format? No.
I can't remember. Like he ain't popping up on Jay. He does his own thing. He doesn't do any media. And so to hear him today about some of the biggest topics in sports, he even talked about the NFL. He talked about his show, The Barbershop, and he actually said something very relatable. He's like, hey, when I was a kid, my mom used to drop me off at the barbershop and just, they'd be like, hey, you know, what number is? He'd be like, well, he's number 3. And she'd be like, all right, I'm going to go run errands and come back. He's like, hey, that was the concept of starting to show The Barbershop, just sitting in the shop and listening to the guys talk. So LeBron James is, you know, he came across as very relatable today. In certain aspects, is certainly not relatable, like, you know, talking about how close he is or is not to Michael Jordan. But one thing he did mention almost, and Pat McAfee does a good job on these interviews, ones I've heard, they got to Stephen A. Smith. And LeBron James had a response, and it was hilarious. He was just like, listen, Stephen A. Smith is probably thrilled that I'm even responding or talking about him right now, but it's my job to respond to him if he's talking to me about my household, because he went past basketball. Listen to this.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're awesome. Mm-hmm.
It started off with, I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it. But since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, it went viral. You wouldn't be talking about it.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously. And like another, he completely like missed the whole point. The whole point. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players.
Okay, I can understand that. You know, Stephen A. Smith did sit on TV and say, hey, I got advice for LeBron. He did say that. He did. Now, I can also understand anybody who looks at LeBron James and says, hey, you opening yourself up to criticism, because LeBron James did. He's the one who hyped up his son. He did. LeBron James hasn't been, I think, all squeaky clean in this scenario. LeBron James continued on answering some of these questions from Pat McAfee, you know, kind of scoffing at some of the quote unquote old heads who criticized the game in a negative light, which is why he's relaunching his podcast with Steve Nash. And LeBron James finds it comical whether or not current NBA players who are just physical freaks could have played in different eras. He says that the game has evolved, and he talked about it like cars. He says, listen, a Hummer from 1970 is not a Hummer that you would get in and ride today without your back hurting. And then he even took it a step further. He said, man, if we took Giannis and put him in the 70s, well, this is what LeBron said.
I wouldn't be able to play in any era. It's funny you hear some of them older guys like LeBron James couldn't play in this era.
Never been fouled by Bill Laimbeer
before.
Yeah,
nope. Yeah. I think I seen like Dennis Rodman say that one time. He was like, LeBron James, not skilled enough. Yeah, not big enough. He's not, nah, doesn't weigh enough. He's not strong enough.
Can't handle it.
Nah, yeah, I'm like, okay. You trying to tell me Giannis wouldn't be able to play an NBA game in the 70s?
He wouldn't be able to do it.
Neither would you.
Giannis Antetokounmpo would have 250 points in a game in the 70s. 250.
Is that Koozie? When was Koozie playing? Koozie's locking up.
And that's no disrespect. Like, it's no disrespect, but like, seriously, like,
yeah, Hickey, he might be exaggerating, but he's not telling no lie. Could you see Giannis just going back and forth? Like, what would he be doing?
Who's stopping him?
Nobody. Nobody can stop him now.
Also, you wonder who is a big champion of that? JJ Redick.
Oh my God!
Plumbers and firemen are not stopping Giannis. That's for sure.
Yeah. J.J. Redick took it a step too far. Now, I'm not mad at, God rest his soul, somebody like Jerry West is just like, man, the guy needs to shut up. Because he was disrespectful in how he said it, you know? All you got to do is big up the active guys. You don't have to kick the people who kind of laid the foundation. LeBron James was careful not to do that. And even today, LeBron James reiterated to everyone, and he said this in the past, he wore number 23 because of Michael Jordan, speaking of guys from the past. He says that his relationship with Michael Jordan, he actually was asked about that. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, we're in a good spot. We don't talk.
Why not, you think?
Because I'm still playing. I think I'm still playing. I'm still focused on my craft right now.
When you're done, you think you two will be the only two that can have a conversation?
I would hope so. You know, the funny thing is, me and Kobe never had a real relationship either until we was on the Olympic team. We had a great relationship there. Olympic team 8, Olympic team 12, until I became a Laker and then he retired. That's when our relationship like became really, really good. So like, I think it's because I'm still playing, you know, and MJ's one of the most ruthless competitors there is. And till I'm done and he doesn't have to look at me run up and down wearing the number 23. And every time my name is mentioned with his, he's like, I don't want to talk to you.
I mean, that certainly, from everything I think we all have seen, read, and heard from Michael Jordan's own mouth, all of that's accurate. Like, all of that seems, Michael Jordan, Hickey, I watched his Hall of Fame speech. I've seen the clips of it. I think we all have. I remember watching his speech live. And I'm saying to myself, this is a time for Michael Jordan to just tell everybody how great he is and to thank him. And he is still holding grudges about getting cut in high school. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? Like, this is what goes on in the back of this guy's head. He's maniacal.
He is. And that, I mean, for lack of a better term, like, psychoticness is what drove him to be great. But like, yeah. I don't think you just loot, like, that doesn't just shut off automatically when you're done playing, as we're clearly seeing.
I mean, damn. I mean, he sees Magic Johnson, and he's just like, let's go outside. I'm like, come on, bro. And do what? Play basketball?
Gator 21, no twos.
I know, right? I think that we live in such a crazy world. You see something, you just have to, is it fake? Is it real? Did you see that clip recently? He was playing golf, and he fell in that little lake. Did you see that?
What? No. Is that real?
You know what I'm talking about? No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Michael Jordan Falls Golf. Let's see. Oh, my God. Yeah, it's real.
How did I miss this?
It's from 2 years ago. Don't worry about it.
Oh, still?
Wait. Yeah. Michael Jordan falls in the water playing golf. Mm-hmm. Yeah. For whatever reason, it kind of resurfaced last week. But, yeah, he fell in the water. Well, look, Michael Jordan has certainly lived through the social media era. The crying Jordan meme, Hickey, I think we've advanced past that. I thought that would never go away, and it did.
That was one of my all-time favorites. Like, that to me is like a Mount Rushmore meme.
No, I hated that. Oh, I'm like, this is the greatest basketball player of all time. And he has been, out of his own Hall of Fame speech, they made him a joke. I'm like, this is Michael Jordan. Come on.
I don't think making him a joke versus, like, I think they're, it was a joke for people getting clowned more.
Man, I just, not the way that I would want to remember Michael Jordan at all. Like, I don't know. I remember him busting everybody's ass, and now, and like, every time I saw him, he's just a joke. People are using him to emphasize a joke. I'll tell you what's not a joke. This was referenced slightly in comedy, slightly not, about LeBron's other son, Bryce, who's committed to Arizona, going to go play for the Wildcats. They talked about his longevity, how much longer he's going to stick around, and he's... They kind of said, oh, well, you know, you have an opportunity to potentially play with another son. He kind of laughed. And in my head, I got the image of LeBron, Bryce, and Bronny on the same basketball court. These guys don't got to be on the same team. Hickey, it's kind of underwhelming, the fact that he's playing with Bryce. It's awesome in one regard. Wow, he's playing with his son. We know he got his son the job. His son has improved, but... He's still got a long way to go until he's like a full rotational player. Had 17 points the other day. Good for him. Could you imagine? And I don't know. Hopefully Bryce doesn't have any issues and what have you. We've seen LeBron with Bronny, and it's like, all right, now whatever. Could you imagine if he's still playing with two sons in the league? Could you imagine that?
No. But, like, he breaks, I feel like every night he breaks some sort of record. Why the hell not? First player to play with one son, now he's the first player to play with two sons. Just keep on piling it on.
Bro, you know what? I don't think, sans another championship at his age, I don't think I'll look at LeBron ever and say that he was a basketball player, that I would ever choose him over Michael Jordan. I don't think that would be the case. But I think I have almost... conceded or close to conceding. We don't know when this guy's career is going to end. He said he's going to stop. LeBron James said he will stop playing basketball when he is not mentally fit to do so. He says he's elevated his mental game as his physical skills have slightly declined, as he's still flying all over the place like a nut. Whenever he is done, it's not that he even has a case. He very well might have had, and even today as it stands, you could say today, if LeBron quit today, that he has had the greatest career of a basketball player in the NBA. I wouldn't say that he's the greatest. I'll still put that in the lap of Michael Jordan. But LeBron James might be the most accomplished basketball player of all time. And that I'm looking at him over what Michael did, and then also, you know, what Bill Russell did. His accomplishments are nuts. Hickey, what do you think? Am I out on left field on that?
No, I'm with you, because I feel like for a lot of the, like, for Michael and even for Bill Russell, right, the first and really only thing you talk about with them is rings. Six and, like, but with LeBron, and I get it, right, he's behind both of them in terms of actual championships. When you look at championship appearances, right, he's above Michael. When you look at every other record, he basically owns. His name is basically number one in the record book for every stat imaginable. At 40 years old, if you just go beyond championships, even Olympic gold medals, like, it's...
Hickey.
I would agree with you.
He has to play 25 years. He has to. I need to see LeBron play 25 years. I need to see his last year as a Los Angeles Laker. They have to put a patch on his jersey that has to have his name on it with 25, LeBron 25. That's nuts. Hey, guess what? I was an all-star in the NBA for 25 years. What? What?
Insanity.
He's on his way. God, you know, we never know. Crazy injury, whatever, whatever. You got to give this dude credit. A lot of people may not like him. His career has been absolutely insane, and it's still going on. It's wild. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of legends, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to chat with another basketball legend. Her name Lisa Leslie. You want to talk about gold medals and championships and MVPs and Hall of Fame? Lisa Leslie is already there. I'm going to ask her about the men's side of the bracket, the women's side of the bracket. We'll talk about Juju Watkins. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark. You want to talk about a future legend. We'll get into Angel Reese. There's a lot to do. Lisa Leslie is on the other side. She joins us. It's the JR Sport Reese Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're in the middle of all the March Madness, marching towards the championship games. Right now, we got to talk to someone who's been a champion all over the place, whether it's the WNBA, whether it's four times with the Olympics, whether it's in life, whether it's coaching. We got a basketball Hall of Famer with us. It's Lisa Leslie. Lisa, how are you?
I'm doing great. Okay, I see the jerseys in the background, JR.
Come on. This is all over the world. We do it all over the world here. Well, let me ask you this. You've been all over the world. I didn't even get into the work you're doing with DraftKings. We're going to get into that. The coaching, you were just broadcasting with Unrivaled. You're working with the Magic. You got a family. How do you manage to do all of this on a professional and personal basis and not lose your mind?
Well, you know what, JR, I get to do things that I really love, that I'm passionate about. I think it's important to do jobs that you would do for free. I'm going to be sitting here talking about sports anyway. I think I work for CBS and I get a chance to cover all sports. So I love that. Whenever I am doing Unrivaled, that was just a phenomenal, epic opportunity. And I loved every minute of it. Never felt like work to me. Doing real estate, public speaking, those are things that I feel like that's my spiritual gift. So I try to, fulfill that. And, the other things are just, being able to support brands that support women in sports is a no-brainer for me. I think it's great to be able to give back. I love being a role model. I just approach life the way I did in the game. I'm hardworking, I'm disciplined, I'm loyal, all of those things. Just so for me in life, you get up every day and we have choices. And I just choose to give and give back and try to be the best person that I can be daily.
Lisa Leslie here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about giving back. We're going to get into a lot of the things that you just mentioned. Coming out of USC, you showed a lot of love to Juju this week. We saw what happened with her ACL. You immediately went online and let everybody know that, hey, you, I'm praying for you. You're going to get through this. Have you spoken to her? And then what does this mean for her moving forward? We know she's young. People want to see her play.
Right. Yeah. No, I spoke with her mom. I just feel like it's very early in this. I reached out, of course. It's heartbreaking. Like I said, it's for anybody. We're all just fans of her and to watch. And it's like out of all the players, you're just like, oh, my God, like that's Juju. And then at first I was like hoping, I said, maybe she just bumped knees. You're just hoping that it's not, ACL. But then, you get to this point and you're just like, all we can do is really pray for her and just encourage her that, there's been so many great players that have torn their ACL and come back and reach greatness, and that she's going to be another one of those players to be able to do that. I mean, we look at Paige Beckers and AZ Fudd are just two to mention who are playing outstanding. So it can be done. Is it a long road? Absolutely. Is it hard and heartbreaking? Absolutely. But, it's tough. There's really no words around it, but you just want to feel like she's not going to be forgotten. I mean, the women's basketball, we really have put it in her hands as far as the next up and coming young player, to hold down even college women's basketball. So it is a blow to all of us. But I think Juju will make it right back to the top. She's such an explosive player. So that's another thing where you realize it's going to take time for her to get back to her ability to be as explosive as she is. And we have the time. We're going to be here and we're going to support her.
Lisa, no shame in my game. She was the player that I really wanted to watch throughout the course of the tournament. With her out from USC, what do you think we'll see the rest of the way? We know we have UConn. We know we still have LSU. What do you think we're going to see the rest of the way?
Well, I mean, we're still going to see USC, and they only lost three games. And yes, Juju is a huge piece of that, but they still have some ballers out there, so we can't just write them off. I think UCLA is going to be a tough matchup without her if they get to that point. Let me just move my bracket to make sure, because I don't want to overlook nobody. They have to get past Ole Miss. No, who would they have to get past first? To get there is they have to It's gonna be tough. I don't want to start naming off. It's gonna be tough, but UConn is right there, and UConn is rolling. They look great. You know, Paige looked phenomenal. AZ Fudd's there. I mean, Sarah Strong is just a beast inside, and she's only a freshman. So I think it'll be tough to talk about SC making it all the way. But UConn is right there in their bracket. You got on the other side, you have UCLA at the top, who's really strong. Texas looks really good, and South Carolina looks great. I don't know that you can really pick out one team, because I think NC State is one of those teams you can't overlook. You can't overlook TCU. Sidonia Prince, phenomenal player, you know, shot blocker out there. So there's so many teams that you just don't want to, like, leave out. Can Notre Dame put it all back together? I don't know. Then Tennessee's going to have something to say about that, because they got some ballers, you know. So I just love – it's truly – we are in a place of so much parity across the board with women's basketball, and you can't just say clearly who's going to win the championship. But I love that, because the game is elevating, the opportunities are elevating.
We all appreciate that. Lisa Leslie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You mentioned the Gamecocks, and I talked about your four gold medals, and we know you played alongside Dawn Staley. You mentioned the Gamecocks. She had some positive words for you recently. You had some positive words for her. Are you really potentially maybe looking at coaching on the college side? We heard that WNBA teams are saying no. I guess you're too big for them, I guess, Lisa.
Listen, I was really enjoying women's basketball in a few games. And, you know, the internet just does what the internet does and makes a whole stir of everything. I don't know about coaching. I really don't know what my thoughts are about that at this time. It's just I do love the players. I love being close to the game. And that may be in some aspect of, you know, I love broadcasting. I love talking about the game, describing the game. And I really enjoy that. I enjoyed covering a rival tremendously in a way where I felt closer to the game. And I love being on the broadcast side. I work for CBS, so I will be covering women's Final Four and men's Final Four with our show, We Need to Talk. So I'm cool where I am. Like I said, like you said, I got 50 jobs already. Yeah, that's kind of my perspective on it. I'm very close to the game. I love the players. I love helping and being out on the court with them. It was so much fun working with, you know, the WNBA stars. And, you know, maybe I'll do more of that.
Well, we certainly saw a lot of your comments and working out with Angel Reese. You said that she's 2.0 with you. I remember watching you play. What are those similarities that make you go, yeah, I could teach her a thing or two?
Well, I think first it's the heart and the fight. Like Angel has the heart and the fight, and I felt like you have to have that to separate yourself. You know, I didn't back down from any player, any position, any opportunity to guard somebody, and I see that in Angel. The way she guards and picks their pocket and take the ball, like the heart and fight and the effort, and she really has a great motor on her. Like, she is in every single play and possession because she has the energy to do that. And all players don't have that. She has a nose for the ball. And I just feel like if we're talking about helping and impacting her game, and it's just trying to improve offense, that's the easier part of the game to me. Defense is the hard part, because defense just takes heart and effort, and you can't teach that to everybody. Everybody's not willing to make that sacrifice, and Angel does at a very high level.
Hall of Famer Lisa Leslie is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about effort and heart. We know that you can't go out there and teach that. It's pretty cool for Angel to see her brother out there competing on Maryland right now. What are your thoughts about what's going on the men's side of the tournament right now?
Well, Julian Rose clearly double-double like his sister and like their mother, because their mom played ball too. So I just think it's in their genes, the knack that he has to get after the ball and play. And Maryland, listen, Florida is one of my teams that I picked. But if there could be an upset, Maryland, if they play their game, I mean, that's going to be an excellent matchup. I'll just leave it at that. But it's great to see that her little brother's out there having success as well. An excellent rebounder, just like his big sister. So we love to see that in the family, right? So can't write off Maryland. Maryland, the Tarpons are, ooh, that's going to be a tough game. Just say that. Florida, because you got Clayton and Martin out there, some tough guards. It's going to be exciting to see. I can't wait. The game said we've been waiting too long, right? Like, when did the men play? Is it tonight?
We got to wait until Thursday, Lisa. We got to wait. It's too long.
Bro, like, I can't. We've had two games. I've been watching NBA, but we have two games where I'm like, I need to see what's going to happen in this tournament.
Well, let me ask you that, Lisa. Between the men and the women's side, there's so much interest in the game. I know people want to talk about ratings are down, but the money's going up. The eyeballs are certainly all over the place on the internet. And then even on the college side, the men and the women have garnered a lot of attention, NIL money. What do you think about just the exposure and money, how it's changed the game? Like, when you finished at USC, you had to go out to Italy and come back and wait for the W. Now we got players that just, they're chasing checks in college.
Listen, I'm not mad at it. And here's the reason why. I went to a college that was a private university that my parents would have never been able to afford, one. Two, I was on a campus where I didn't have a lot of money and access to anything other than what the school provided and gave. And I remember being among, you know, it's a private university. So you're amongst people who come from money and you don't really have, you're trying to figure out, listen, I used to buy a burrito for lunch and eat half for lunch and the other half for dinner. So I have been in these very rich universities where I still was struggling financially to be able to survive in some ways. And yeah, you get your little meal card and you got to go to the cafeteria, but the lap of luxury that you're surrounded by and you knowing where you come from can be a little bit difficult mentally for these kids. So I am all for these kids making money. I am also for financial literacy also, which so I hope that those are programs that are being created for these young people to understand how to invest and how to make their money grow for themselves and not just about the cars, the jewelries, and the houses, but finding ways to really create generational wealth from the money that they make. And I was able to do that. I'm very lucky that I have so many accountants in my family personally, that my uncle was able to help me with my taxes and understand how to invest early. And I did buy houses, but those were properties that I could then, you know, use as investment properties. And so I think those are things, the education for these kids are very important to connect with that money. But am I happy to see them get a piece of the pie? 100%, because there were jerseys sold with our names on it. We never saw not even a dime. So, it's important. And when you think about the communities that a lot of these young athletes come from, they will be the first millionaires of their families. And having the education, that's what college is also for, education. So to educate them on money and how to invest it and how to grow it is very important. And I think that's the responsibility of these universities while these kids are receiving these NIL deals.
Hall of Fame basketball player, Hall of Fame person, Lisa Leslie is here with us. Lisa, tell us about the work you're doing with DraftKings amongst all the other things.
Yeah, well, listen, I really believe in supporting brands that support us, especially women in sports. And DraftKings has been at the plate, knocking it out of the park for a few years now. And reason why I've teamed up with them is because they're doing it again. The NCAA tournament, DraftKings basically hosts a free $25,000 second chance women's brackets alongside the donations that go to the Women's Sports Foundation for every entry. So they will match $1 to every entry up to $25,000. And let me just first say, the Women's Sports Foundation does so much grassroots investment in women and girls in sports in different areas. And I love that. I've been a part of Women's Sports Foundation for many, many, I guess I could say decades now. It's crazy. But decades, because I won some Woman of the Year awards, but Billie Jean King started that foundation. It's been outstanding. And so for people to enter, they simply just have to go to DraftKings.com/second chance. And make sure if you decide to bet, listen, just bet responsibly. There's gaming tools in place. And remember, it's more about having fun than just, you know, just have fun. Have fun. Don't bet the house. We're not saying, you know, go all in and lose everything, but just have a good time and enjoy yourself and support brands that support us. And that is DraftKings.
Lisa Leslie here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. As we start to wrap things up, I can't believe in about a month's time, we're going to be looking at the WNBA season.
Yes.
Am I right to bet on Caitlin Clark and Dawana Bonner and Indianapolis, all the talent they have now?
Well, they have a lot of talent. And, you know, one thing about talent on paper versus talent, actually doing it, But when you think about a player like Caitlin Clark and how she's been able to change the game and her ability to pass the ball, which I think is, I don't think it's underrated anymore, but I think people kind of slept on that. But she makes players around her better. And it's so much fun. I remember I played with Nikki Teasley. Like when you have a player that can pass the ball, that can see you running the floor and get out and make the game easier, those are extra 10, 15 points that a lot of teams don't get because they're just playing 5-on-5. So that transition is going to be great. Dwanna Bonner runs the floor well. She's another player who's going to be a great recipient of passes from Caitlin Clark. And then again, you have Caitlin herself who can change the game with her range unlimited. When she crosses half court, she's in her range, literally. You know, she's improving, getting better. I think they're going to be outstanding to watch. And I hear that they have the most televised game. So we'll get a chance to see up and close what they're capable of. Are you right to bet on it? Listen, I don't think you can go wrong. You know, putting a little money over there. Let's just say that. But bet responsibly, JR.
Oh, absolutely. Lisa, and final question for you. This is a selfish one being here in Atlanta, Georgia. To talk to the first woman who dunked in a game, you. Now here in Atlanta, we got Brittany Griner. She's dunking all over the place. What are your thoughts on what she's been able to come back from and go through and still ball out right now?
Yeah, I'm so happy for Brittany. And, you know, I got a chance to tell her directly after she just dunked in unrivaled and making history once again. I'm happy for her because we know that she's been through a lot and she's been resilient and she's worked hard. And her wife and her new baby, she's just thriving in a way that is so important and is great for her individually, but also for the league. We're happy to have her back. We're happy to be able to see her excel. And now she has a new start. Listen, she's going to be there with Howard, Ryan Howard, Alisha Gray. Like those two women play the game on both ends. Talk about two-way players. And now you're going to have Brittany, you know, able to be that third line of defense there in the back, or second line. I don't know, depending on how you see it. I think they're going to be a good team. And listen, you're always trying to be able to compete. They will be able to compete. Atlanta Dreams really made some great moves.
Hey, absolutely. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. Where can people keep up with you, all of your work, and all the great things going on?
Well, you know, you always find me on IG at Lisa Leslie. You can find me on TikTok at Lisa Leslie. You can find me on X at Lisa Leslie. And, you know, listen, I'll be on CBS. Our talk show, We Need to Talk, we will be covering both the Women's Final Four and the Men's Final Four.
Hey, we appreciate you for not just doing amazing things for yourself, but also for the community. Catch you down the line, Lisa, okay?
All right. Thank you, JR.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Man, and I appreciate Lisa Leslie. I think that might have been it's probably the third time that I've spoken to Lisa Leslie. Spoke to Lisa Leslie in person. Yeah, this is the first time. I feel bad. It wasn't in person. The other two times have been in person. Today, not so much. But she's at home in California, and I'm here in Georgia. What are you going to do, right?
Hey, better have that over Zoom than nothing, right?
Yeah, I'll take it, man. And shout-outs to Lisa Leslie. Yeah, a class act. Always a pleasure to chat with. It doesn't have a big head. It's humble. It's chill. It's relaxed. It's never standoffish. She's always a pleasure to talk to. If you missed a conversation with Lisa, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. In a few minutes at the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you a new top six list. It's what we do every single Wednesday. And today we're going to take a look at the biggest and best college coaches of all time. And not just on a basketball side. I'm talking football and maybe other sports as well. But I'm giving you the biggest coaches, the biggest influencers. We see how important a coach is in college. And we know things have changed on the college side. We just heard from Lisa Leslie. She's like, listen, when I was playing, I couldn't get a dime out of anything. So she's not mad at the players doing what they want to go out here and get this cash, to get this money. But I'm going to tell you about some of the biggest and best coaches. These are the top college coaches of all time. And we'll get to that at the top of the hour. Meanwhile, we've had a busy hour here as well. Apparently, the Minnesota Vikings have spoken. The Minnesota Vikings have shared why they did not bring in Aaron Rodgers. They want J.J. McCarthy to be quarterback number one. And then also, to the shock of no one, we played some of the audio from LeBron James talking about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith has responded. His response is to call LeBron James a liar. He called him basically a two-faced liar who'll stab you in the back. And he also says if LeBron dared hit him, that he would have swung on LeBron James. Okay. LeBron James is right. He's going to milk this until it can't be milked anymore. I don't think we'll hear another response from LeBron for, I'd say, a long time. Let's put it that way. I don't know if we'll hear another response from Stephen A., but time will tell. We got a lot of chatty people. I get paid to chat, okay? I'm not mad. Stephen A. gets paid $20 million to chat, a whole hell of a lot more than me. LeBron James, well, he's a billionaire. Hickey, maybe I'm doing something wrong, right? I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Stephen A. got the right idea. Get in a fight with a billionaire. Maybe right. Have it get physical, and he'll be even richer than he is right now.
I could think of a few billionaires to fight.
Let's sign me up. I'll be right, right there with you.
Will I still have a job? I don't know about that
one. Name one, and we'll see.
I don't know. I think I named one. I won't have a job, I don't think. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back, it's a new top six list. I'll talk to you about the greatest college coaches of all time. And then we'll get into this other stuff with the Vikings and LeBron, Stephen A. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.